track three, and we start with our first headline in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Don't play here, you might die. You may end up dead. That's the stark warning from police and fire officials after a series of incidents at disused buildings on Newton Abbott's Bradley Lane industrial estate. Youngsters have been breaking into the empty premises and fires have been started, with trapped youngsters needing rescuing by emergency services. There are plans for security fencing and increased security patrols, but there is a fear that a tragic accident could be just waiting to happen. The warnings have gone out from fire and police chiefs following incidents of youngsters getting into empty buildings. The Teignbridge Council-owned buildings are earmarked to be demolished, and plans for the site are still in discussion. The buildings are currently boarded up to prevent entry. But council bosses say over the last few months, groups of young people have entered the buildings through vulnerable points. Following the incidents, the council and emergency services have come up with a package of measures to protect young people from the dangers of entering the highly dangerous buildings, from falling through damaged flooring or being trapped in the buildings in a fire. Teignbridge Council has now appointed a contractor to further secure the site's perimeter with 3-metre palisade fencing, and there are increased patrols in the area. There will also be additional security patrols in the evenings and at weekends to deter intruders from entering the site. Councillor David Palethorpe, Executive Member for Economic Development, said, "We're really concerned about reports of young people entering the buildings and putting themselves at risk, so we're taking additional measures to make sure the site is secured. We've given the go-ahead for perimeter fencing to be installed. We're also working with police and community partners to increase patrols around the area. I'd urge parents to talk to their children about the dangers of entering disused buildings and to make sure they know where their children are over the school holidays." Scott Lehman, Newton Abbott Fire Station Commander, said, "Young people may be able to get into derelict buildings through gaps in the roof, thinking they can get out the same way. But if a fire was to start, getting out becomes much harder. The risk of becoming disorientated and trapped is a very real and could lead to tragic consequences." Inspector James Johnson, who heads up the neighbourhood police teams in Newton Abbott, said, "We are working alongside our partners to do all that we can to educate young people and keep them safe. Our officers will be carrying out regular patrols in these areas to deter young people from visiting unused buildings. Individuals found in the buildings will be dispersed safely from the area, and action will be taken where necessary." He also encouraged the public to report information about people on the site by using the police website or call 999 if anyone is seen in a disused building.
Blue plaque highlights shipbuilding heritage. A blue plaque has been unveiled at the site of the former Morgan Giles Shipyard in Teignmouth to commemorate the town's maritime heritage. Descendants of Francis Morgan Giles, who is thought to be one of the greatest maritime designers of the 20th century, gathered at Leander Court in Teignmouth on Monday, 22nd July, for the unveiling ceremony. The auspicious date marked exactly 104 years since Francis Morgan Giles bought the site to relocate his successful yacht design and building business to the southwest coast. Speaking at the event, Jane Shaddick, one of Francis Morgan Giles' granddaughters and director and archivist of the Morgan Giles Heritage Project, questioned whether the people of Teignmouth had largely forgotten the huge role by the shipyard which played in the heritage of the town. "We are here today to commemorate the Morgan Giles shipyard, the founder, the workers and the boats," Jane said. "We are now trying to ensure that Teignmouth does not forget these people." The Morgan Giles Teignmouth shipyard operated from 1920 to 1968. It produced over 1,000 vessels, including racing yachts that were raced in Riviera regattas by the kings of Spain and Denmark, motor launches, including one that rescued 600 soldiers off the beaches of Dunkirk, training yachts for Dartmouth naval officers, and 100 small fighting ships for the Admiralty during the war. The vessels were sold all over the world, and many are still sailed today. I can assure you the name of Morgan Giles has not been forgotten in the yachting fraternity, Jane said, adding that remaining boats are owned with pride. Jane recalled her grandfather being a hard taskmaster, but she said he was proud of his workers. It was the skills of the entire workforce of over 100 men and women during the war that made this firm famous worldwide. The honour of unveiling the plaque fell to Trevor Jackson, who worked at the shipyard as a youngster in 1948. The shipyard site was developed in the 1980s into two apartment blocks, Morgan's Quay and Leander Quay.
Dawlish gears up for Carnival. Dawlish is gearing up for another fun-filled week of Carnival. Volunteers from Dawlish Celebrates Carnival have been working hard to put together a programme of entertainment for all ages. The week will include the 50th anniversary of Knockout, the famous pram race, along with many children's activities. One of the main themes for the year is the Carnival special mission to reduce waste, and organisers are appealing to visitors to reduce and recycle their waste. New for this year will be the Sing It 24 and a Bollywood-themed evening. Chairman Angie Weatherhead said, "Carnival is run by a dedicated committee of volunteers, backed by even more volunteers before, during and after the week itself. I thank them all. A thank you also to all our sponsors, as without them, Carnival could not happen, as it cost nearly $54,000 to put on in 2024. This year will be the third year of the community parade on Friday, August the 16th, brought in to celebrate community groups, and is mainly a walking parade, as the local Carnival circuit has very few floats again this year. One of the highlights of the week, the colourful Rampage Mass will be back. This will be the last chance to see them live, as it is their last ever tour." Angie said, "We do have some wonderful surprises, so my challenge to you is to come and walk with us in the parade and show what is best in our community for 2024. Carnival is for you, so please come and enjoy, join in and follow the fun. Programmes are available to buy online and in local shops, and the week runs from August the 10th to the 16th.